This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Tornado warnings are again in effect for Arapahoe and Adams counties on Colorado's Front Range. A severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located 11 miles south of Strasburg or 30 miles east of Denver, according to the National Weather Service, moving north at 20 miles per hour. There are still numerous severe thunderstorm and flood warnings throughout the Front Range, and a tornado watch is still in effect for the Eastern Plains. At DIA, there is a near two-hour ground delay, and officials there are anticipating another storm surge at about 6 p.m. this evening. They're asking folks headed to and from the airport to take their time. We'll continue to follow developments here throughout the afternoon. A new bill to protect Colorado residents from high energy costs is headed to Governor Jared Polis. CPR Sam Brash has more.
The legislation comes after many households saw their energy bills double or triple over the winter. Higher natural gas prices drove the spike, and in response, the bill calls for utilities like Xcel Energy to come up with plans to avoid passing fuel costs directly to customers. It also ends subsidies for gas hookups in new homes. Critics say the plan is climate legislation in disguise, with little short-term financial help for families. Governor Polis is expected to sign it. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
And you may want to tell your friends or not tell them that a limited number of single game tickets to see the Denver Broncos are going on sale tomorrow. The football team will announce the release of select tickets to the public after they announce their 2023 schedule at 6 p.m. tomorrow. Stay with us. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.